Audible. Audio that speaks to you wherever you are.
Hachette Digital presents Artists in Crime by Nio Marth. Read by Benedict Cumberbatch. Alain leant over the deck rail, looking at the wet brown wharf and the upturned faces of the people. In a minute or two now, they would slide away, lose significance, and become a vague memory. We called at Suva. He had a sudden desire to run a mental ring round the scene beneath him, to isolate it, and make it clear forever in his mind. The tall Fijian with dyed hair, vivid magenta against the arsenic green of a pile of fresh bananas, the brown face beneath, with liquid blue half-tones reflected from the water, then the oily dark torso, foreshortened, the white loincloth, and the sharp legs. The sound, too. The firm slap of bare feet on wet boards, the languid murmur of voices, and the snatches of song drifting from a group of native girls. The smell must not be forgotten. Frangipani, coconut oil, and wood. He widened his circle, taking in more figures. The Indian woman in the shrill pink sari, wet roofs on the wharf, and damp roads wandering aimlessly towards mangrove swamps and darkened hills. It was a pattern of wet brown, acid green, magenta and indigo. Everything shifted a little, stepped back a pace. The ship had parted from the wharf. Alain shut his eyes and found the whole impression vivid under the closed lids.
"And am I hot?"
the success of the ship was saying to a group of young men.
"Oh, baby, I'll say I've left half a stone back there, that one-eyed little bird. Hot? Phooey!"
The young men laughed adoringly.
"It's hotter than this in Honolulu," teased one.
"Maybe, but it's not so enervating."
She saw Alain.
"Hello, look who's here. Come right over and join the party. Look at him. Isn't he the cutest thing? That quiet English stuff certainly makes one great big appeal with this baby. And does he flash the keep clear signal? Boys, this, Mr. Alain, is my big flop. I don't mean a thing to him."
"Ah, Miss Van Mays. You don't know a coward when you see one."
"Hello. We're going through the barrier," said one of the youths.
They all turned as the ship passed through the fangs of the reef. Alain slipped away and climbed the companionway to the boat deck. He filled his pipe meditatively, staring back towards Fiji. It was pleasant up there. Peaceful.
"Damn!" said a female voice. "Damn, damn, damn! Oh, blast!"
Startled, Alain looked up. Sitting on the canvas cover of one of the boats was a woman, dabbing at something. She stood up, and he saw that she wore a pair of exceedingly grubby flannel trousers and a short grey overall. In her hand was a long brush. Her face was disfigured by a smudge of green paint, and her short hair stood up in a worried shock. She was very thin and dark. She scrambled to the bows of the boat, and Alain was able to see what she had been at. A small canvas was propped up in the lid of an open paint box. Alain drew in his breath sharply. It was as if his deliberately cultivated memory of the wharf at Suva had been made articulate. The sketch was very simply done, but to Alain it was profoundly satisfying, an expression of an emotion rather than a record of a visual impression. The painter, an unlit cigarette between her lips, stared dispassionately at her work. She rummaged in her trouser pockets, found nothing, and ran her fingers through her hair.
"Blast!"
she repeated. "Match?" said Alain. She started. "How long have you been there?" she demanded ungraciously.
"Only just come. I haven't been spying. May I give you a match?"
Thanks. Chuck out the box, would you?" She lit her cigarette, eyeing him over the top of her...